Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
Fine.
Awesome.
Okay.
Glad to hear that. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here in the department. I handle pricing and details for your area. And I know that you've been speaking with John. He's been going over all the basics of our program. So I'm grabbing the notes that he did send over to me. Aside from price, do you have any questions regarding how the program works or any questions about the placement that we do?
I'm sure that you can give me a report on ROI. I'm sure that you track. You need.
Yes.
Gosh, I've never done it. You're tracking it. You know how much time and click through and all that.
Yes, sir.
Those are important, and I know about them. So
yes.
If you're tracking that, and I can understand the report, then I have a lot of questions.
You got it. Now, this profile page on Google, the one that has the 941-877-0329, is that like the office number?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm. And great job on the 5-star reviews. Now, he did mention that you are kind of keeping it within that 45-minute drive.
Yep.
For potential clients. I see the website. Mostly residential, but you do both. And just taking a look here, 30 years in business. What about Facebook? Have you ever created a page for the business?
Yeah, I have one. It's not
okay.
Very active.
Okay, not a problem. So there are a couple of options for you. So the first package that we have is our Premier Platinum package, okay? And what that includes is both Google local page, first page on Google. It also includes the Google ads, which are at the top of the page. So that way we can target outside of your local area. You could be specific to zip code, county, or by mile radius, whichever you prefer. We do create content for you on Bing. We'll also submit you to other directories that are popular within your area. Just a few of those to mention: Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. And then we ensure that your website is also attached to where your business is listed. We do include as well the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we also give you that exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Okay? So with the Premier Platinum package, the Black Friday special that we're offering is we're waiving all setup fees, okay? And in fact, the cost is brought down to you at a fixed flat rate for this particular package at $4.99 a month, okay? That is a month-to-month program. The other option would be going with our Platinum package. Now, the Platinum package, instead of us running Google ads, we would run Facebook ads. So those will appear whenever they're performing that search there within your area. They'll see your Facebook ad both on their desktop and on their mobile device. It'll in fact help you reach a larger clientele base, but we can make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. Now, when they click on that ad, we could either have it to where they call you directly or they can go directly to your website. A lot of our clients have seen great results with those as well. So with the Platinum package, you get the first page placement on Google, the Facebook ads, the directory submission, Bing local, voice activated searches, as well as a mobile platform. So that package, you would be looking at $2.99 a month. And that these are all month-to-month programs. Fixed flat rates. We don't charge you per call or per job. Okay?
Okay.
So what do you think? I mean, how do you feel about either one of them?
What kind of results am I expected to get?
Well, let me share the timeline with you so you have a general idea of when you're going to find yourself listed there, okay? So with the ads, whether it be Facebook ads or Google ads, those are up and running within 7 to 14 days. Okay, the directory submission, that'll happen within 5 to 7 days. Now, you do need to add us on to your Google profile page as managers, so this way we can optimize it and maintain it on that first page. So with that placement in the local map on the first page, it can take between 30 to 45 days, but we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I mean, at times, I've seen where it's happened sooner, okay? Because you already have the profile page, as I mentioned, you just got to add us on as managers. So it could possibly happen sooner for you, all right? But that is our timeline. A lot of it in the first month is the programming. Now, that's not to say you won't get calls. You'll get some. When you're really going to fill this program is in that second month. And it's because with Google, everything is always a process, right? But the other thing is that we do also provide you that customized tracking and reporting system because we want you to track your results with us, Jeffrey, and not just take our word for it that it's working, right? So you'll have your username, login, and your password within 5 to 7 days, and you can actually see your profiles, how many times they clicked on your ad, where they performed that search. So you get to track all of your results with our program, what keywords you're listed for, and we're the ones doing the management of it all.
And if there's a difficulty with Google, do you have, I'm sure since you spend a lot of money, do you have someone that can help? I say this because 6-7 years ago, I had a nasty divorce with a nasty ex-wife who. She's blacklisted me if I try and change things. So.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She destroyed our hard drive.
Terrible.
My administrator, he understands, he doesn't have the time to devote to it. He could probably do the same thing you're talking about, I know he doesn't have time. And he's had them mail cards. He even had them mail it to a different address, the CVS, because he knew the manager of the store. But something happens. So I know that could, we may or may not have fixed it in the last few months, but that could be an issue.
Are you talking about the profile page? So as far as like your profile page, yeah. So I see it listed. You got 2 5-star reviews on there. So we're not going to request another pin code for you. There's a crazy one on there? Yeah, I didn't see it.
I think so. Yeah, because I know there is. In fact, I'm gonna have to take her to a small claims court because she's harmed me. But yeah. And most people that read it go, okay, she's wackadoodle. That's what my other customers told me. I said, because I do have good reviews and other websites, I have a lot of reviews.
But yeah, anyway. on your Google profile, I see 5 stars, and I don't see any bad ones.
Don't have enough.
Yeah. And here's another thing that we can do for you too, Jeffrey, is we can provide you, in fact, a tiny little URL, right? So when you complete a job, it makes it really simple for you to just send it either via text or email to your clients. All they have to do is click on it, leave you 5 stars. They could even leave a comment if they want, and it'll post to your Google profile page. So we can help you in that way. And you, in fact, see it before it even posts. So we help you with that as well. Okay.
It's interesting that your call was timely, and the only reason I answered it is because I'm expecting a neurologist call for a consult.
Oh my gosh.
But the other thing I'm laughing is because I've decided over the last couple of weeks, okay, I'm going to go in a different direction, and I was looking on Fiverr. For somebody to do what you're telling me to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing you're not outsourced to another country.
No. No. We're actually, just to be very transparent with you, we're located in Fountain Valley, California. We're about 20 minutes away from Disneyland. We've been in business now going on 18 years.
Okay.
It'll be 18 years, in fact, this December. We have a birthday coming up.
You, Well, you asked me if either one of those I'd be interested in. So yes, and that's because that's what I think. Wow, it's interesting how the timing is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, HomeAdvisor, wow, it's, you know.
What's going on? Expensive,
well,
right?
That's just per lead. Yeah, if they hear the word termite, which you're very familiar with termites in California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
it used to be $35 a lead, then $40. Now it's, if it says termite, it's $65. And that is just to get the phone number that maybe at least two other people and maybe five guys. So by the time I call, I don't get the, because I'm not paying a lot more money.
Right.
I don't get the first notification. Someone else does, and by the time I call them, they go, "My God, how did you get my number?" And
no,
and,
oh,
you know,
man.
So,
listen,
so
you're not the.
You know that's.
You know, I was
that,
just
that money goes away.
Oh yeah, I was just talking to a guy. When was it? On Monday, I was talking to this gentleman, and he's like, "You know what? He does roofing, right?" In Ohio, and he's like, "You know, Nadine, I got this lead," and he's all, "You've probably never heard this story, but I got this lead," and I called it immediately, as soon as I got it, right, and they said, "Yeah, you know, come out, blah, blah, blah." The guy gets there, okay, to the address, and he sees it's a completely new roof, and he asked, you know, the owner of the home, "You just got a new roof." "Oh, yeah. Okay, that's interesting because I just got this lead. Who did your roof?" And they told him. So he called the company that did that roof, and he said, "Hey, just out of curiosity, I had gotten this lead, and I went out, but they have a new roof, and they told me that you did it. Where did you get the lead from? Was it like a referral?" And they said, "Oh, no, we got it from HomeAdvisor, Angie's Leads." He was beside himself.
Oh, yeah.
And so
his is more than 60.
Oh yeah. He's paying like about anywhere between $150 to $250 a pop per lead.
Mm-hmm.
He was fit to be tied. He was so mad. And he's like, "You know what? And that's not the first time they've done it to me." I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And then they sent him to an area that was like a really bad, it was kind of like a low income area. And he went out there, and the lady's like, "I wasn't asking for a new roof. I couldn't even afford it if I needed one." And he's like, "Oh, my gosh." And that was like another $150 down the drain. So he was super upset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're,
so
they're, yeah, they're not.
The lead is still expensive. Even $60 a lead.
Yeah. Yeah, but. You know, if it only cost me $60 to capture a customer, hey, I'd be excited, but
right.
I may not get five of those, you know, so now I'm $300.
Now you're $300 in, yeah.
So I know that the kind of marketing that you're offering me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I used to do it, and I know, well, going back a long time, but it worked, and I'm sure.
Yeah.
It works better now because there's AI involved in things too.
Oh yeah, everything's online. You know, it's the new modern day word of mouth is what they call it, right? Before back in the day, my dad would call his neighbor, "Hey, you know somebody," he'd call my uncle, "You know anyone?" Nowadays it's like, you Google it. I mean, I even had a plumbing problem. This was like literally 3 weeks before Christmas last year. And I come from a large Hispanic family, and I'm all, "Are you kidding me? Nobody knows a plumber? Like, I don't understand. You guys are all homeowners, and no one knows a plumber."
Yeah.
So I was on Google. I was on Facebook. I was calling the first guys that were coming up because I was desperate. You know when it's your plumbing, like, you can't wait.
Yeah.
You need it done now.
Yeah.
And I have cast iron piping in my home, and that'll tell you how old my house is. So...
Yeah.
Everything had to get replaced. And let me tell you, it wasn't an expense I wanted right before Christmas, but I didn't have a choice. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I mean, that's what we did. So one thing that we do offer, Jeffrey, too, I mean, if you like both packages, we do offer where you can do both programs. So the premium package is $4.99. If you also wanted the Facebook ads included, then it would be an additional $100. So it would be then $5.99. And that's going to give you both Google ads, Facebook ads, the local listing, everything. Or you could start with either one. It's whichever you prefer.
Yeah, I'm more of a gotta prove me. You gotta prove it.
Right.
Your worth to me.
Yeah,
so,
I get it. Earn your business.
I am willing. You said I'm saving the setup fees. How much am I saving?
Typically, the setup fee is $299. And typically, the Premier Platinum.
You're being straight with me. Right?
I'm being straight with you.
Straight
yeah. I'm being straight with you. I'll even send you our pricing page so that you see. So typically, and let me text it to you because we're on your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page so that way you can see it there for yourself. So typically, our setup fees for any of the packages is a $299 one-time setup fee. Okay. The Premier Platinum package, you'll see what the original cost is on that pricing page. So it's the one that says Platinum Premier. That one, typically the first month is $1,098, and it comes with a $299 setup fee. So just to get that one started, the initial investment is a little over $1,300. Every month after that, then you're paying $549, okay? What we're offering you today is no setup fee, and it's just $499 out the door. That is a price that will never change on you. Whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, that price will never change, okay, because you're locked in at $499 monthly. The Platinum package is typically $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So that one originally is a little over $900. Every month after that, then you would be paying $599. But for you today, it's offered at $299 a month, no setup fee. And it's $299 every month that you're with us. I even send that to you in writing. Yeah, so we've cut the prices down with the Black Friday special.
All right. Well, it's true digital. I guess digital includes marketing and media. So if I said, okay, you know, I see that it works and I want to upgrade, then to the $499, then
you can do that at any time. Then you would just pay the $499.
Okay. Well, since I don't know you and you know it was a cold call that worked, I'll go with the $299. I hear you. I believe.
Okay.
I just want to I want my administrator, which I probably won't be able to talk to today, but you know I just want him to. I guess, look at it. But you're really not affecting my website. You're not asking for that.
We are not touching the website at all. We will not tinker with it at all. We just want to make sure that the website link is attached to where we list your business. So the website, we do not touch whatsoever. Okay?
All right.
So what I want to do first, so you said the $299 package, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the best email for you? Because I'm going to send it to you in writing.
AnswerMan@me.com. AnswerMan@me.com.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Jeffrey, is I'm sending you first two emails. Okay. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And in the subject part of the first email, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. Okay. It's going to show you that the price is $299 a month, okay? The company, I will be very transparent. They do ask for you to at least stick it out 2 months. It's called a two-month verbal agreement because, again, as I mentioned, it's not going to happen tomorrow that you're on the first page, right? It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Pay monthly, okay? So that's the first email that I'm going to send out to you. The second email that you'll be receiving is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What it does is it just gives you an overview of our reporting system So this way you can get familiar with how our reports will look on when you're tracking your success with us, okay? So I'm sending that to you now. And those should both be in your inbox. Okay, I don't know if you have access to your email right now, but they've already been sent.
Getting ready to go into a client's.
Okay. I'll try to get you through this as quickly as possible, but I do like to be very, like, covering everything, okay? Now, on your phone, I'm also going to send you over 3 text messages. So the first text message that you're going to receive, it's going to have my name with my number and my extension. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information for you, so this way you have it, okay? It's also at the bottom of the emails, but I always like to text it too. And then I'm also sending you the number to our customer service. So anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. Now, we are here always Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You are 3 hours ahead of us, so your time zone, we're here 10 to 7, okay? We will be closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving as well as Friday, but we resume back on Monday at 7 in the morning, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I'm hoping I can go shopping on Friday, but I don't know. That depends on what my husband says. He tells me, unless if we go to Home Depot, then I'm on board. I'm like, oh, there's nothing I want to buy at Home Depot, but okay.
Yeah.
He's into his tools.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah.
Right? I know. I'm like, I guess. So I also sent you this link. It's going to be a YouTube video. Okay. Now the video is about 6 minutes long. I recommend that when you have time, you take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us, just so you can get familiar with the system, okay? All right.
Okay.
Did you get those 3 text messages?
I see the text.
Awesome. Awesome.
1, 2, yes.
All right.
My sister-in-law's name, Nadine.
Oh, well, she must be a beautiful lady. And with a good heart.
Tell you the truth, and my sister-in-law, I've never met her.
No way, really?
She's in Venezuela. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. She's in, you know, I'll tell you, Nadine is not a very common name at all, at all. In fact, the only Nadines that I know, I was named after one of my aunt's best friends, but the only Nadines that I know were named after me, and there isn't very many of them. And it's not a common Hispanic name, that's for sure. Well, I'm 50, so they always tell me. I had a gentleman just the other day started singing me the Chuck Berry song. He's all, you probably don't know that. And I said, absolutely, I know Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jeffrey, your name, do you spell it J-E-F-F-E-R-Y?
It's R-E-Y.
R-E-Y. That's what I thought. Okay. And what's your last name, Jeffrey? It's just for the account purpose.
A-H-R-E-N-S.
Okay. Now, currently on your Google profile, the number that shows is 941-877-0329. That is the number for the business that should be appearing, right?
Yes.
Okay. But the number that we can contact you on whenever we have an update on your account is a 941-740-0318?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that all of that is correct. And currently I see the company reading as ANT with an hyphen, capital S-E-R, and then Pest Control, Inc. That's how it should be reading, right?
Yes, it's good. That's fine.
Okay. I just want to confirm because we want to ensure that you're listed accurately across the board. So is that how the way it should be reading, or should it be just ANT hyphen SIR, S-E-R, and then Inc.
Well, I have a DBA is ANSWER, Termite and Pest Control, and but I did change the corporation to ANSWER, Inc. So either one is okay.
Well, how would you like it? Because it currently shows as ANSWER Pest Control, Inc. So it's all however you would like it to read.
Let's just leave it there.
Okay. And then,
but
do
actually,
you remember,
you could put, you could add termite. You could add, because the Google is reading when their bots and indexing is reading that, right?
Well, the way that they're going to find you is by your keywords and your search terms, right? So with Google, we always want to make sure that everything is consistent, uniform across the board, because Google recognizes when your company name is the same everywhere you're listed online and that the phone number matches. So that's why we always like to verify and confirm that that's the way you want it to read.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say pest control.
I would recommend. Yeah, I would recommend, since you have it at the Answer Pest Control Inc., I think since it's been like that, you know, I mean, you've had it like that for years, right? But your keywords, yeah. Of course, we're going to use all the different keywords that are pertaining to your services. So when they're typing in those keywords and search terms, you're going to pop up.
Right. Okay. Yeah, let's just leave it.
Do you remember the address that you used when you PIN verified the business? Was it at the 34209 zip code?
It's supposed to be.
Okay. That, just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, yeah.
The address doesn't show anywhere. It's not even on there, so you're good. Okay. And then for the billing, Jeffrey, the card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Both? How does your name read on the card? Okay.
Jeffrey Aarons. My wife did not give my work credit card back.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't have a credit card unless, you know, I have everything like, you know, digital wallet now.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what, I don't have an option. In fact, I went to my doctor this morning and.
Oh, no. Okay. So when we process the payment, right, if you don't know the card number, I mean, obviously we need the card number. I know I have digital wallet too. So we just need to know, like, how the name is written on the card, right? A lot of times some business owners, because they didn't have their business card on them, they've used their personal one, and then they just call us to update it to the business account because they want to make sure that it's coming, because they do things separate, right? They want to make sure everything for the business comes out of that account.
Yep.
So you just let me know what you would like to do.
Yeah, I don't have any of my credit cards with me. So.
Okay. Okay.
If you're asking for payment right now, it's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, we can always schedule a call back with you later. I mean, I'm here as late until 6 o'clock today. But you just let me know when you want me to follow back up with you, and then we can finish setting up your account.
I should be home, about 4 o'clock, my time.
About four? Your time? Okay. I can give you a call then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I'll set that on my schedule to give you a call at 4 o'clock your time. It only takes about maybe, I would say, 10 minutes for us to just finish setting up the account. But if you'd like, since I already have you on the phone, let's go over some of your notes. This will be for the client interview that we'll schedule for you on Monday. The client interview is where the magic is going to happen. Okay, so they're going to be talking to you about your keywords, re-verifying the information that you and I went over just to ensure I notated everything correctly. Okay, so as far as your services, I know the obvious is pest control, but what else would you like me to notate on here?
For services, termite,
yes.
Rodent.
Uh-huh.
Ant. I'm an ant specialist.
Okay. I'm going to put that in here.
And rodent exclusion.
Okay.
Big thing.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That's an urgency. I don't know how you do it. Do you deal with, like, roaches? Do you deal with bees?
Oh,
anything like that?
Yeah. Roaches and... And I have a special certification for Africanized honeybees also.
Africanized?
Regular bees. Yeah, Africanized, killer bees.
Africanized. Oh, man.
Yeah.
you got to be special at that, let me tell you. Recognize honeybees.
It separates the men from the boys. So.
I was just going to say, you know, I had this beehive. I didn't even know, but my cousin had looked out my back slider, and she's like, you have bees swarming your tree right now. And I was like, you couldn't even see. They were so thick. I was freaking out. I didn't know who to call, and one of my friends said, listen, I have a guy, he does honey, right? Like, he loves bees.
Mm-hmm.
He came out with, I was, like, freaking out. He was all, you know, zipped up and everything, and he went out there, and what happened, I guess, there was a hive, and it fell, and the queen was still in there, and so they were swarming. Mm. I was like, oh, my God, just get rid of it. I don't care what you do with them, but get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it freaked me out. So I'm putting Africanized honeybee specialist. And then you said also honeybees. And then what else? Bed bugs? Anything like that?
Yeah, bed bugs.
Okay. And I'm putting both residential and commercial, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Okay. And now, your Facebook page, you mentioned you do have one for the business, right? So what is it listed under? Is it just Answer Pest Control, Inc., or is it under?
It might be Answer Termite and Pest Control. Maybe Answer Termite and Pest Control.
Okay. Let me see if I find it like that.
I could probably find it.
Yeah. If you can, all I need you to do is just copy the link and just you can reply back to my text message with just throw it in there. And I'll get it. I'll still try to look for it because I want to make sure that we have the right one. And then what are typically your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
What time?
Usually 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday, and Saturday is 12 to 5.
Okay, 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday, and then you said 12 to what time on Saturday?
It said 5, but maybe I should say 4. It's 5.
12 to 4?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Monday through Friday is 9 to 4, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Saturday
I
is
12
9
to
5.
No, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay.
But Saturday, 12 to 4.
Got it. Okay. Saturday is 12 to 4, but Monday through Friday is 9 to 5. Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
And then, okay, website link is there. Now, when they contact you, your preferred method of contact, is it phone calls, text messages, and emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Well, emails, try to get to them, but that's probably the slowest form.
So probably phone and text?
Phone and text, yeah.
Okay. And then, so with the Facebook ads, you could target as far as 50 miles. Do you want to put 50 miles? Do you want to keep it to 30? What do you prefer?
Well, 30, let me see, 32 miles puts me, there's a part of St. Pete that I want, and there's a part of Sarasota that I want. So.
Okay.
So it's probably 35 miles.
35? You got it.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that breaks just north of St. Petersburg.
Okay.
City.
And just know, I mean, the furthest you could target is 50 miles. So if you ever want to change it, you can. It doesn't cost you anything. Just let us know so we can update it. And then I'm assuming you're licensed and insured. Not that it's a requirement, but I always like to notate it. And then what forms of payments do you accept typically? Cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
Yeah, everything, Cash App.
Cash, check, credit cards, do you do those as well, debit?
Yes.
And then Cash App, Venmo?
Venmo.
PayPal?
PayPal, yeah.
What about Zelle?
Yes.
Awesome.
I thought you mentioned that first. Yeah.
I might have, but I always like to repeat myself because I want to make sure I don't miss it. Okay. All right. Awesome. I got everything so far that I need. So this way, when I call you, we'll go over the billing. We'll also walk you through a voice verification recording for your protection. It'll outline the service agreement, the billing date, the amount. It'll also state in there that if you choose to pause or cancel your account, the only thing we ask, Jeffrey, is that you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due. So this way, you're not incurring any charges. Okay, that's all we ask. All right. Okay. And then we can, if you'd like, it doesn't cost you more. It is an option. Instead of them, how they currently see your phone number listed on Google, we could add a tracking number that's linked to that number. It does come with an app that you download from the App Store on your phone. It allows you to track your phone calls and your messages. You could even block spam calls with that. Do you prefer it to continue showing your phone number listed there as it is, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
It's a good question. A tracking number would show more of the details for a while.
Right.
So, yeah. And the tracking numbers, I don't know, what do most people take?
Well, you know, some of them, when they've been in business for a long time, they're like, look, everybody knows me by my number, so I would just rather keep it like that. Other ones that are always on their phone like it because they're always on their phone anyways. So it's really your preference. Yeah. Even if you don't do it now, Jeffrey, and let's say later on you want to add it, just let us know. It's not going to cost you more. We'll just add it on. Okay? So even if you decide right now, no. But if you change your mind later, just let us know, and then we'll go ahead and add the tracking number. It's not going to cost you additional.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll put no for now, but again, if you change your mind, just let us know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I'll give you a call today at 4 o'clock your time, and then we'll just finish up, and it'll probably only take like about another 5, maybe at the most 7 minutes. But pretty much I have everything that I need. Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, you have a good day, and I'll talk to you later on. Okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.